The word Hebrew in English language, just like word Yevrei in Russian language, comes from the Hebrew word Ivri, which was the title that was given to our forefather Abraham, Avraham, because in Hebrew, Ivri means from the other side. And he was called Ivri because he came to the land of Israel from the other side of the river. He crossed the river to come there.
It is.
Jordan River. So originally this name was given to him just because of where he came from. But then this name stuck because it was showing not only on his geographical origins, but also on his ideological position, because he was from the other side. He was different from all other people around him in his beliefs, in his ideology, in his morals, and so on and so forth. And he was being always juxtaposed to everybody else. So that's why the name stuck, because he was from the other side, not only geographically, but also ideologically. This is where the word Hebrew comes from. Jew is a English word that comes from Yehudi, and this is where the Russian word Żyd comes from also, by the way, which is a curse word in Russian, but in Polish, it is just, this is how you say a Jew, Żyd. The title Yehudim today, in modern Hebrew, Jews are called Yehudim, and this is the name that we Jews got actually later on in our history when we were in Babylonian exile. The observant Jews were called Yehudim, and eventually all Jews were called Yehudim because the non-observant Jews simply did not stay as Jews. Their kids were not Jews anymore, so the only ones that left were Yehudim, Jews. These are the origins of two words, Hebrew and Jew. Now, about the history of Jews. Were Jews around before the Torah was given? And the answer is yes and no. Judaism as religion existed before the Torah was given. Jews as a nation did not exist before the Torah was given. Jews as a nation started only once the Torah was given. So, there are two things that happened in the world. One is a knowledge that was passed down from Adam and Noah to subsequent generations. Number two, prophecy that some people received. So, by the time Abraham was around, there was still some information that was passed down from generation to generation, from Adam and Noah to the generation of Abraham. As a matter of fact, you know that Noah and Abraham lived for 58 years at the same time. They overlapped. I don't know if they ever met, but they lived in the world at the same time for 58 years. There were many generations apart from each other. But the original information about creation of the world and about what God wants from us humans that was conveyed to Adam was still around when Abraham was born. And even though Abraham's father was an idol worshiper, not only he was an idol worshiper himself, he was a businessman making and selling idols. That's what his business. He had a Idols R Us superstore. So even though Abraham was born in a completely idolatrous culture, he himself realized that there is one God, and that's why he went to seek out this information that was passed from generation to generation about one God from Adam and Noah, Adam and Noah. And he wanted to know about it. And the son of Noah, Shem, and the grandson of Noah, Ever, were actively teaching this information, and he went to learn it. And then, on top of that, because he made this extraneous effort to discover God, as a prophecy, God revealed himself to Abraham. Abraham received the information about one God and about what this one God wants from us from two sources. First of all, from what was passed down from the first humans to his generation. Number two,
what God told him. So this information was around, and we call it Torah. It was probably not in the form how we know today. There was no five books of Moses. Well, Moses wasn't around yet, so they couldn't have five books of Moses. But there was information about A, who created this world, B, who is running this world, and C, what this God who created this world and is running this world demanding of us. Abraham was observing all the commandments even before the Torah was given, because he knew what God wants from us. So Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, our forefathers, with their families, were living according to the Torah laws. Their children, before the enslavement in Egypt started, also were living according to Jewish laws. When Jews were enslaved in Egypt, they started assimilating because of the difficulty of their labor and because of hard life conditions. They were assimilating, and everybody was working very hard, besides for the tribe of Levi. Tribe of Levi, one of the 13 tribes to be exact, was not enslaved. They were learning the Torah the whole time. So they kept this knowledge. But the rest of the Jews were working very hard and they were assimilating, and that's why they were not keeping the Torah commandments. But then, when Jews left Egypt and they came to Mount Sinai 50 days later, they received the Torah in a formal way, and at the same time, they made a commitment to keep this Torah. And this is when the Jewish nation was born. So in other words, Jewish religion existed from times of Abraham. And who was a Jew? A Jew was somebody who followed the ideas and the rules of Abraham that he was teaching. He was a Jew. This is why Abraham had many students. They were all Jews. But then their children stopped following what their fathers and mothers did, and their children were not Jews anymore, because Judaism was just a religion. Easy come, easy go. So today, Muslims, if there's a guy who starts going to mosque and doing all the Muslim rituals and following Muslim laws, he's going to be Muslim. And then if a year later he decides to drop it, he won't be Muslim anymore. So the same thing was with Judaism. Somebody started following the laws that Abraham was teaching, he was Jewish. He dropped it, he was not Jewish anymore. Because Jews made this commitment to keep all the mitzvahs. Since Jews made this commitment to keep all the mitzvahs, and this commitment was a binding commitment for generations, they committed themselves for themselves and for future generations. That's why future generations became Jewish, even if they don't keep the Torah. It is very sad. We were speaking just now about Jews in Egypt. The sad statistics are that only 20% of Jews left Egypt, and 80%, we have no clue who they are and where they are. Attributes come, but not the Jewish soul that makes you a Jew.